One of the joys of international travel is the opportunity to learn something new and completely unexpected. That certainly was the case with our just completed trip to Israel, but more about that some other time. This morning, though, I want to talk with you for just a few moments about our experience with international travel in New Zealand several years ago. Nancy and I visited New Zealand several years ago when one of our daughters was studying abroad in Christchurch, New Zealand. We had been well prepared for the spectacular natural beauty of New Zealand, and it truly is amazing. But in terms of learning something new and completely unexpected, well, that idea was best embraced in a two-word phrase that we heard over and over again as we traveled throughout the country of New Zealand. That phrase was this: no worries. Time after time, as we encountered the inevitable difficulties associated with traveling, sometimes just little things and occasionally a few larger things, somebody would say to us that same phrase: no worries. No worries. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. It'll work out somehow. No worries. To us, it almost seemed as though that was the motto for the people of the culture of New Zealand, their attitude as they encountered life. No worries. No worries seems like a good life view to embrace for us who are followers of Jesus. Jesus provides a heavy dose of reality, both in our gospel lesson and in the verses before and after our gospel lesson this morning. The thrust of Matthew chapter 10 is that Jesus has been instructing his disciples, and now he is about to send them out to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand, and he's giving them some final instructions before they go. But listen to some of the words that he speaks to them. I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. You will be whipped. You will be persecuted. You will be dragged before governors and kings. Siblings, parents, and children will rise up against one another. You will be hated by all. And then he says, rather remarkably, have no fear of them. What? Can you imagine those disciples as they're prepared to go out in Jesus' name, and then Jesus lays all of this information on them? Perhaps they looked at one another wondering, is this what we signed up for? But Jesus said and meant, have no fear of them. And of course, for us in our lives, there are plenty of other things to worry about, even if persecution isn't high on our list. Relationship problems, work stress, financial difficulties, health concerns, to name just a few. If you picked up one of the little worry stones this morning, pick that up now and hold that in your hand. Think about what it is that worries you. About what is it in your life right now that you are anxious? Think about what it is and how that worry, how that concern has gained a foothold in your life. Think of the time and the emotional energy that have gone into worrying about whatever that thing is for you. But come on, is an attitude of no worries realistic? Or is that just kind of avoiding the reality of life? Maybe you're thinking, well, that's easy for you to say, Pastor. You're not living my life. And indeed, I am not. So what do you think? Is an attitude of no worries realistic or not? Jesus says, yes. In the midst of the challenging words that Jesus speaks to his disciples before sending them forth, Jesus also speaks words of promise and of hope. The one who endures to the end, Jesus said, will be saved. Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. God loves you. God cares for you. And whatever that thing is that concerns you and worries you, Jesus says to you again today, I've got this. God's word comforts us and challenges us. One of the places where that pairing of comfort and challenge is most apparent is in Paul's letter to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, specifically verses 6 and 7. There, Paul issues what I consider to be a tremendous challenge. He writes, "Do not be anxious about anything." Wow. If he had just written, "Do not be anxious about most things," well, I think I could sign up for that one, but he didn't write that, did he? He said, "Do not be anxious about anything." What a challenge. How hard it is to live that way, not to be anxious about anything, but as he goes on, "But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then Paul goes on with wonderful words of comfort. He writes, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Today, whatever is troubling you, whatever it is about which you worry, Jesus invites you to live in that peace. Amen. Now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.